You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Greg Jackson has worn many hats over the course of his career. He co-founded marketing technology business C360 in the early 2000s, and then sold it to the Tangent Group in 2006. After that, he went on to work for several different companies across various sectors, from healthcare to finance. Then, 3 years ago, he launched Octopus Energy, a green energy provider set up to rival the so-called Big Six, a group of energy companies that currently dominates the UK market. Here, Greg tells us why he felt the need to start Octopus Energy and explains how he's built the company over the past 3 years.
Prior to Octopus Energy, I'd built a business that built e-commerce platforms. We built platforms for everyone from the global software giant SAP through to the Labour Party. So actually, when they had a sudden influx of members, it was our scalable software that made that possible. So for good or for bad, I think that was the first time I could claim to have had a big impact on society. But once we'd sold that business, I really wanted to look around and find out where we could take the same kind of insights and skills we'd learned in building that to make the biggest positive difference we could. I guess my view of the world, there were two big evils. One of them was fat, lazy companies that get big whilst finding ever new ways to rip customers off. We looked at financial services and we looked at energy. And the other was climate change. And that kind of meant energy was the one we were going to do. Ever since I was at university, you know, I kind of objected to the way in which we pollute the planet. And I think as we've learnt more about the reality of climate change, it became something that has been a passion. Combining that with the fact that you had a sector that is most famous for ripping its customers off, it became apparent that the best way of doing something about climate change was to set up a business that really looks after customers in this sector whilst bringing clean energy to them. So I think the opportunity was created really by those dinosaur companies that were neither doing a great job of looking after customers, indeed, you know, were hugely overcharging them and still are, and at the same time, were almost denying climate change. You know, they blame green taxes for the high bills that are really due to their business model and their inefficiency. So we could solve both those problems at the same time, and that seemed, you know, something that would be great fun and absolutely the right thing to do. I originally wrote the business plan, 7 or 8 years ago, and it became apparent that you needed really big backing. And as an entrepreneur, I know that, you know, kind of raising money off the back of a PowerPoint can be a thankless task. So actually, I did some other things in the meantime. And then, I guess in 2015, I met Simon Rogerson, the founder and CEO of the Octopus Group. We had a great coffee. He told me all about their activities in renewable generation. And the businesses they backed, like Love Film and Secret Escapes, Grays and Zoopla. I pitched him on it there and then. I effectively picked out this old business plan, blew the dust off, and he loved it. And within 2 or 3 months, we'd agreed a deal. Octopus backed it, and that is the business that is Octopus Energy. First thing was the insight that energy companies are horrifically inefficient. Amazon have got something like 300 million different products. They ship them around the globe by, you know, train, plane, car, drone, whatever. And yet their cost of administration is just a couple of percent of their revenue. The big six energy companies have basically got two products, gas and electricity. And by the way, they've already got a wire and a pipe to take them to your house. They've got an official estimate for how much you'll use. They've got a meter that tells them how much you have used, and they've got a direct debit to pay for it. This should be pretty easy. And yet, you know, they'll have cost of administration of maybe 14%. So the first thing we could do is say, look, what we need is e-commerce style operations that can dramatically cut the cost to operate. And if we do that, we can bring better value to people. But not only that, we can provide dramatically better service. So I think the bit that, you know, we all had to take on a leap of faith. We knew we could do the tech. The leap of faith was that customers didn't have to hate energy companies. And if we could give them great service and really look after them like the very best sectors do, then we could take them on this mission, the 10 or 20 year mission, as we change the way energy works to make it cleaner and more renewable. We bring you renewable electricity and gas. It can even be carbon neutral gas through offsetting. We bring you that today. But our job now is to work with the customers that we're looking after to help them adapt lower and lower carbon lifestyles without making any sacrifices. So, you know, right now we're beginning to bring people electric vehicles. And maybe in a few years' time we'll be taking them off the grid altogether. So this idea about really looking at the sector and saying, you know, we're a tech company, we're looking after people the way tech companies do, and we're taking on that journey they've got to go through. You know, when you write a business plan, you know, you kind of have, here are the five things that you're saying you're going to set out to try and do. And I think you tend to consider yourself pretty successful if out of those five things, you deliver a couple, and then there's green shoots for one of the others, and you start dropping the rest. I'm blown away. I can't believe how, you know, this concept has been embraced by consumers. And, you know, if we wrote down five things at the beginning, kind of all five are ahead of target. And not only that, we're realizing that, you know, there's the opportunity to do more and more. A great example would be the UK alone currently faces a bill for around £40 billion to upgrade the wires that carry electricity to our homes. It'll need to do that because, you know, as we move to electric vehicles and we've got aging infrastructure, it's all going to need to be upgraded and replaced. But we've discovered that we can charge people different prices for electricity at different times of day. When there's lots of renewables around, it can get cheap. And if you use electricity at times everyone's trying to use it, it can be expensive. And if we reflect those costs to people, yeah, people who've got an electric car will plug it in or at least program it to charge when it's cheapest. And by doing that, we can do something we'd never really set out to do, which is start tackling these huge investment requirements that our nation will otherwise have as we move to a cleaner way of moving around. My only regret in this business is I wish I'd started it when I first came up with it. I think companies like Monzo that worked out they could launch a bank by starting with a prepaid card. That approach of finding a way into the market as soon as you can is absolutely something that I would advise people to do. So first thing is don't be put off by it. Second thing is don't be afraid that you're not from the sector. I think our greatest strength is that we bring knowledge, discipline, experience, enthusiasm, and ideas from outside of energy. The vast majority of our team are not from the energy sector, and we could not have done what we'd done if we were from it. And so, you know, I find it quite funny. People often say to me, how long have you been in the energy industry? And I'm kind of like, well, I don't think we are in the energy industry. I think we're an e-commerce business that sells energy, and we're going to be taking people on a transition that means one day we may not even sell energy, but we will be solving energy problems. So I think don't worry about the fact you don't know about the sector, because you probably know a whole load of stuff the sector doesn't know. And my last one is, you can't put lipstick on a pig, so don't be a pig. If you're setting out to challenge a sector, beware the sort of Svengali spirits that will entice you to do the wrong thing whilst looking like you're doing the right thing. Do the right thing and you never need to worry about getting found out, because there's nothing to find out. If you make mistakes, own up to them. If there are things that you want to change and do differently, tell people. But don't put lipstick on a pig.
Thanks very much to Greg Jackson from Octopus Energy for coming in and sharing his story. This show was produced by Daniel Bache and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.